that other people are watching us, other people, non-Christians, maybe even our own family, that are watching us and saying, what's a Christian like? I received a huge compliment on my last day of work. And the first guy I had to work with at Western Star, it's an odd situation. He's a black man from New York who was adopted by white Jehovah's Witness family. You think it's odd there, it goes beyond. And he grew up in a very rigid home. And when he was in high school, he had thought he got a girl pregnant. The church disowned him. His family disowned him. And he found himself pretty much on the streets. So now this is, 20, 30 years later, I get to work with him at Western Star. And I didn't know any of these details at the start. I just was doing my job and trying to be happy about it. And I meant that. And as I interacted with this man, we call him D. His name's Demetrius, but we just call him D. D and I got along pretty well, but we never really were close. But on the last day of work, I just went up to him, because I didn't work with him anymore. I worked with him for just 2 months. And I shook his hand, and I said, D, I'm really glad that I got to meet you and work with you. We won't be seeing each other. And his comment to me, which was huge, was, I know you're a Christian, and I've watched you. And I know what's gone on in your family, and I've watched you. And I know what's happening now, and I've watched you. And he said, you've never let the outside influences impact who you were at work. And I thought, wow, I couldn't even ask for anything better to be said about me. From a guy that was sort of Jehovah's Witness and now just doesn't really claim much for faith at all. And I thought, that's it. That's our goal. Our goal is to live our lives in such a way that the people watching us see Christ in us. It starts at home. It starts at home. I just want you to think, am I living the life that my kids will want to live? Is it a life that God wants for me and for my children or my grandchildren or my nieces or my nephews or my neighbors? And you can fill in the blank. Am I living the life that God's called me to live in such a way that they see Christ in me or that they might be drawn to a relationship with the Lord? I think if we're really God's chosen, we need to live like we're His chosen. And if we're not living like we're His chosen, then something's wrong in our claim to faith. Something's wrong. Because if we're living our life as God's chosen, God's elect, then I go back to verse 2, then grace and peace be yours in abundance. What happens on the outside of our lives shouldn't always mess up what's happening on the inside of our lives. But what's happening on the inside of our lives should be seen on the outside of our lives. Because we should have this grace and we should have this peace. We should claim it. That grace that only God gives. We're saved through faith by grace. Saved by grace through faith. See, I'm messing myself up. And that peace that only God can give. It's a peace that doesn't make sense. It's a peace that when people watch us, they think, how do I get that? And where is it coming from? We have that answer. If we're willing to share it, if we're willing to tell it, if our lives will be a testimony and not just a secret. It sort of is offensive when you read these, too often the church acts like a country club rather than a hospital. And I'm totally taking the words, messing them up, but you get my idea. You get what I'm trying to say. We're not just meant to come together on Sunday and be our little club and then forget about it the rest of the week. I really hope and pray that a lot of broken people come here. Because I have to say, this church has been wonderful for us for healing. It's been as the church, as you, the body of Christ, have loved on us. And I praise God for that. And Tom and I were talking just before the service started that I have an opportunity to take the good things from here and pass those on as we move to Idaho. What an opportunity to take the healing, to take the friendships, to take the love that's shown every week. And so I pray as more hurting people come, and if you look at this world, they're going to come. I pray that you love them as well as you've loved us. So grace and peace will be theirs in abundance. It's going to be a short message. Let's pray. Father, you have blessed us in so many ways. I know you've blessed our family through this church, through your body. And I know that, and I pray that we've been that same blessing. But Father, you chose us. You selected each one of us and said, I want them. I want them on my team. And you said, they're my favorite. I'm going to cherish them. And we thank you and we praise you. And Lord, we now, as we conclude this time of teaching, but Father, we're not concluding anything. It's just beginning again. Lord, as we leave here, may we walk into the mission field that you've placed before us. It might be in our own home, and it might be at the grocery store or where we work. But Lord, use us. Use us to share your love through the way we live. We don't have to be aggressive or bold. We just have to be consistent and allow your light and your love to shine through us. Father, I pray that that happens. And Lord, at the same time, I pray that the blessings you have for us, not this health, wealth, and prosperity type of thing, but just the everyday blessings of being your child, that will rest on our shoulders in such a way that we have peace. Father, give us that peace. Thank you, Lord. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. So I'm going to ask the worship team up.
Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise, just to know, thus saith the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I proved him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. Oh, how sweet to trust in Jesus, just to trust his cleansing blood, just in simple faith to plunge me neath the healing, cleansing flood. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I proved him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. I'm so glad I learned to trust thee, precious Jesus, Savior, friend. And I know that thou Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I proved him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more.
Amen. Friends, thanks for coming, and go in peace.